Bear Country 95.3 with Montgomery Gentry and My Town Tuesday morning. As we head towards 8 o'clock and we check in with Mick from Montague Webworks for our Montague Webworks website of the week. Hey, Mick, what's going on, buddy?
My kids are going back to school.
Is it today?
This week.
Tomorrow, I know, is a big day for a lot of area communities. I know Greenfield goes back tomorrow. I think Northfield goes back tomorrow. Back to school week. Here we go.
Here it is.
Yep.
So last year we did a bunch of sites on like homework and stuff, and I figured that since this week, like today, I'm picking up my kids and we're going to go shopping. And so I said, well, I want to have some ideas for like shopping for back to school. So the website that it came on is the energy.gov website, but it's kind of buried deep. So if you want to get to this specific page, but you don't have to go to this specific page, you do a Google search for back to school shopping list. And for me, it was the fourth one that came up, energy.gov, and it's green, your back to school shopping list.
Is that possible?
It is possible.
And, tell me how. I'm interested.
And they say that the mantra to use when you're going shopping, just to give this a try, is the old reuse, reduce, and recycle.
Yeah.
Like, reuse whatever you can from last year, just because you're in the store and like they need a pencil case, but last year's pencil case may be a little dirty. Just clean it and use that one again. I mean,
sure.
Why buy more plastic items that, you know, because then what do you do with the old one? Sure, you could recycle it, but you still have it, so why not? Reduce the amount of things that you're going to buy because you don't need to buy a whole bunch of stuff, and you know, buy stuff that's made from recycle. So a couple of items here that seem pretty obvious. Get a reusable lunchbox, a reusable water bottle, reusable snack bags. These are things that they're going to be using every day. And why?
You can just wash at the end of the day.
Just wash them at the end of the day and use them again. And that's smart. And they now sell recycled paper notebooks and filler paper and all that stuff. Get a solar-powered calculator. So, you know, and I find the big thing that I didn't have that much cash on me at the time, and they needed new backpacks, both of them, because the ones from the year before were falling apart because they bought cheap backpacks. And I was like, well, I only have enough money for a cheap backpack this year, so next year we'll get, like, the good one.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, the good ones cost twice as much, but they last, like, five times as long, so that saves you money. And so go online and look for ideas before you go shopping so you can have sort of a mental idea of what you're trying to do. That's my advice for this week.
Are lunch boxes still popular like they were back in our day?
Well, it's not the metal ones anymore. I don't see anybody, you know, unless they have parents that are really
that
into
back.
The... Yeah, it's, well, I
that
mean...
That was cool.
My kids, we have the, like, the folding
that
mini
was green,
cooler
man.
One. Yeah, it was very green. And it was made of metal, which, you know, obviously you could recycle and do something else with.
You know, you could... It had the thermos with it.
Mm-hmm, sometimes.
You could put something cold in there, like your juice or your milk, or... On a cold winter's day, you could put some hot soup, right?
Although they weren't insulated, that's the one thing. You know, they did conduct.
No, it stayed so warm, stayed cold when it needed to.
What my kids have are the little floppy kind of folding insulated bags.
Oh.
You know, with the top, the Velcro top that flops over.
How do those work? Pretty good.
And they work great because they kind of snuggle and you can they adjust because they've got more Velcro straps around the side, so stuff's not sort of flopping around. And they're taller, and they're insulated, and they conform to the shape of the bag. You know, they're not this giant metal thing. I mean, that's what they did. And what they did in the days before the metal was the wood lunchbox, because they...
Wood lunchbox?
Yeah, we're going back to the cave people days. You know, grunting, okay, kid, go off to school.
That's even cooler than my Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox that I had.
Yeah, that's...
Was it Dukes? I think I had one Dukes of Hazzard, and I think I had one Star Wars one.
Nice.
Yeah, back in the day.
I don't remember what I had, but...
What's our website
again?
We're in the weeds. It was an EnergyGov one.
Energy.gov. Yeah, look for it if you do a search in Google for back to school shopping list. You'll see it in there.
Very good. Mick from Montague Webworks, a couple of quick notes. Montague Webworks is on our 30% off store. So if you're getting that website done for your business or group, talk to Mick at Montague Webworks and use those certificates over at the 30% off store. You can save yourself a lot of money. And there's a big event coming up in September. It's the Montague Soapbox Derby. You might have been heard us talking about it. We've been talking to a lot of soapbox racers here in the Bear Country Studios. More are coming in to encourage you to build that soapbox racer car and participate in the event happening on Sunday, September 22nd.
That's right.
Unity Park in Turner's Falls. There's information online at a Montague Webworks built website. Which one is it?
It's called MontagueSoapboxDerby.com. And you can sign up for the race there and find out all kinds of information about the race.
Very good, Mick. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
It's 8:56. and 68 and sunny in Greenfield.